Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting third. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Shannon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The shortstop, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Brock hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. McLain drops the ball. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cepeda strikes out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Maris moves to third. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maris scores. McCarver moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Javier is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kaline hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Flood. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Maxville is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. Maris hits a line drive into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Northrup, who is chasing the ball. McCarver reaches third base with a triple. Flood goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shannon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Shannon reaches second base with a double. McCarver scores. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sparman now pitching. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive, foul, towards first. Cepeda reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Cardinals. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Northrup, who is chasing the ball. Brock reaches third base with a triple. Darryl Patterson now pitching. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Freehan settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Freehan. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-2 in the game. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brock scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Cardinals. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda takes first base on ball 4. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cepeda. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Stanley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Horton strikes out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Cardinals. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Tigers 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. McCarver hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Shannon hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Javier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patterson has Javier trapped. He fires to second, with Stanley covering, who tags Javier for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Price pinch hits for Darryl Patterson. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is called out on strikes. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Tigers won. The Cardinals will come to bat. Fred Lasher now pitching. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxville strikes out. One out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lasher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaline hits a line drive towards short. Maxville reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards third. Shannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Tigers 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. McCarver hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northrup for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Matchick pinch hits for Fred Lasher. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Tigers 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Hiller now pitching. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Matthews. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Javier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Javier reaches second base with a double. Shannon moves to third. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 3 in the game. Maxville takes first base on ball 4. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Shannon scores. Javier moves to third. Maxville moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Cardinals. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup. Brock reaches second base with a double. Javier scores. Maxville scores. Gibson goes all the way around to score. It's 10-1, Cardinals. Pat Dobson now pitching. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Freeman and he is safe. Brock steals third. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Tigers 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. McCarver hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Northrup. McCarver moves to second. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Maxville hits a line drive into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Tigers won. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Horton hits a pop-up into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Cash for the double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.